This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about my one-dimensional plan compared to God's multifaceted plan for my life. Recently, we've been honoring graduates. We talked about being in between seasons and looking back on certain parts of our journey and declaring that every step was worth it, and how God is constantly working behind the scenes, whether we realize it or not. But then there are times when God doesn't fix things when we want Him to and how we want Him to. And this reminds me of a book signing that I once attended. The author shared that it can sometimes be a part of human nature to look for that silver bullet to solve every problem in our lives at once. He gave a couple of examples. One was about winning the lottery and how we'd like issues to be resolved in just one lump sum. Another example he gave was having a business idea and having it be instantly a huge hit. Listening to this author caused me to reflect on my own journey, and I recall the times I would pray to God and say, I have the faith and you have the power, and with those two things together, we can do something magical, and all of my challenges would just melt away. But I have learned that God's plan is multifaceted and spans my entire life, whereas my plan is usually one-dimensional and for one season. So as you release more of your own plan and embrace God's, remember these words, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you," Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace God's multifaceted plan for your life.